Shengimel Siftesvav. Yaitis Vikashish Aizim Le Refuas Kituf Ayin Hora. Shalayishlut. They used to go in those days with some type of kameya, and it prevented some type of Ayin Hora. So since it was known to be something that worked for this purpose, then it's considered a type of tachshit, and a woman could go out with that. She has something in her ear to protect her ear, a piece of cloth that protects her ear, or to absorb the excess liquids over there in the ear. It's acceptable, but over there it says it has to be kosher umahuduk. It has to be tied on and firmly affixed. It must have to be tightly put in place so that it's not a chash will fall out and she may carry it. But Moshe Sandolo is also that put some type of orthotic or something like that into the shoe to make it more comfortable. A kosher b'sandola has to be also tied to the sandal. This is talking about an open sandal that if you don't tie it in, it will fall out. The sandal of minel has two maybe called sandal, if you don't any kosher, but if it's a closed shoe like our shoes, then as long as it's inside, it's all right because it's serving a purpose. And there's no chash that will fall out. And also the moichshit kinel nidosa. Also she has a special piece of cloth, a pad, to absorb the dam nida that is coming out of her. It's acceptable. And Rambam explains, the heter is because if his blood gets on her body, it will cause her discomfort. But if it's just to protect the clothing from getting dirty, then that piece of cloth is not considered a beggar. A feeling of kosher. Over here, even if it's not tied on, the kivin shu moyis leichashinen dim l'shok lulei. The cloth, it has blood absorbed into it, it's something disgusting, and maybe we're not concerned she's going to carry it. A feel yeshla beistiad. Even if it has a handle to it, but the mice, there's no concern she's going to walk around with this piece of cloth with blood on it. She's also allowed to go with a peppercorn or a salt that they used to have for people who had tooth problems or any type of thing that gives her good breath. In other words, it's not considered that she's carrying it because it's also something that's mishamish her body to give her good breath. Good smell, so that is acceptable. She can't put it on the chetchil and Shabbos into her mouth because it looks like she's putting it in her mouth to carry it out. All these things that we mentioned before, though, Mishnah Brewer says you can't put in from before Shabbos because it's something that's clear that it's just part of the serving the shoe or serving the ear or whatever else it may be. But he says something that's not naturally made to be part of the shoe, like a person wants to put some straw into his shoe, then he says, you should not put that in on Shabbos. If they put it in some peppercorn or something else that has a good smell into the mouth, if it fell off on Shabbos, you should not put it back, either because putting it back again on Shabbos looks like you want to carry, and others say, because it looks like you're doing it for refuah. We'll see later in Shin Chavches that something was done for refuah and it fell off, you're allowed to put it back on again, unless it fell on the floor. But if it just fell on the table, then it's considered a hemshech, a continuation of what you did before, and that's permitted. She's also allowed to go out with some type of garment, a sock or something like that. I don't know what it is exactly, but something that was tied around her legs, her knee area, had a string of tag. Even though that string is not tied onto them, we're not afraid that it will fall down. Anyway, this is something that she needed to support her socks or whatever it is, and therefore there's no concern that this string will fall off and you're going to carry it because she needs it to keep the socks up. If it's anything that's needed for her garments to stay on, then you can wear it because there's no concern that it will fall off and you carry it, because if you carry it and don't wear it, then the clothing it's supporting will fall down. She could also put on a type of bracelet that she puts on her arm or on her leg. It has to be stuck onto the skin. It shouldn't be loose. So that also, we don't want to be the type of thing that she easily can remove from her body and maybe carrying it. It should be something that's stuck into place. Yeah. And yesh misha yesh b'shel zroya. Those that answer the one on the arm, because over there, I guess it is more of a shash, that she may take it off.